A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington, and this is Kip Stube on Live Talk.
And I'm Marvelous Susana Nyahuye, this Monday, January the 24th, 2022, broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C., due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about COVID-19 and the launching of a new party in Zimbabwe.
Talking about COVID-19, gives the Minister of Health has got the latest numbers coming up, and it seems that this new Omicron variant might be slowing down. As of yesterday, the ministry reports that there are 75 new cases and 2 deaths. And currently, vaccinated people stand at 4.2 million in the country.
Yes, marvelous. According to the Minister of Health, there are 3.2 million people who have received their second dose of the COVID-19 vaccine. And in Zimbabwe, since March last year, 228,254 people have actually contracted COVID-19, and there are 213,299 people that have recovered. And at the same time, COVID-19 has killed about 5,290 people in the country. And as far as the minister is concerned, there's a recovery rate of 93% in the country. So then we turn to politics. You know, marvelous. There is a big political move by Nelson Chamisa, who has formed what is called the Citizens Coalition for Change. So this is a new political party, and he says they went to ZEC to register the party, and initially there were difficulties, because this was, ZEC was saying Chamisa leads MTC Alliance. So but at the end of the day, he said hopefully everything will be registered and things will go in a good way. And he says this is a public movement.
Yes, Gibbs, we saw big news coming out of Harare today. A lot of political analysts have been weighing in and trying to see whether this is a good move for the Chamisa-led Citizen Coalition for Change, CCC. So it will be interesting to see as we go along what exactly their mandate is, what their new color is, and stuff like that.
Yes, so they say their color is yellow. Color yellow, they love it. It looks attractive, and he said it emphatically that yellow means new dawn, new change, new everything. And this party is by and for the people. So he's very happy about what is going on. So now I'm happy that we are joined by one guest already who is here to talk about that issue. Marvelous, let me see whether I can bring him right now so that we can discuss and talk really about what is going on. Can you introduce the guest?
Yes, we've got Mr. Tawanda Jokora, who is the chairman for North America here in America. So welcome to you, Mr. Jokora.
Marvelous. Thank you so much for having me here. Magadi Murie Zimbabwe.
We see today, it seems like the dawn of a new era. Tell us a little bit about how you arrived at this name as former MDC Alliance.
Yes, it's a new day, new dawn, new era, and it's a response to the people. The people spoke, the citizens spoke, the citizens were urging the MDC leadership to change its name, and the MDC leadership has shown that it is indeed a listening leadership. President Nelson Chamisa has shown that he is the president who listens to the people, and hence, we now have a citizen-driven political dispensation, a new political dispensation, which is called Citizens Coalition for Change, CCC, CCC. I think it's something that the people who align with very easily. We're talking about the Citizens Convergence for Change lately. So now we have the Citizens Coalition for Change, and we welcome it.
Yes, thank you so much, Mr. Sokora. Hold on there. Let's hear what Chamisa said when he was presenting, this party to the public today in Harare. And this video, courtesy of the Citizens Coalition for Change.
Take it. We have a new color in town. Gold. Yellow. Hello, yellow. We said, you want Chisa, Mama Chisa? Fine. Chisa, longer. We are focusing on the new. And we're going to introduce the new. We said we are number one in the country.
Oh, yeah.
We are number one in the country. That's why we have been fought, because champions are fought by mediocrity. Yeah. We are number one.
Yes.
This one. We are number one. I saw some people saying, no, it's not a symbol. This is just how we greet each other. Mm-hmm. We are number one.
Number one.
You can't stop us.
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 Number one.
So thank you. That is the direction.
Yeah.
Of course, we'll unveil all the other things, programs, the necessary colors, and all the other values that we have to share. But it's a big change. It's an omnibus. Everybody. If Bazi, Remun Weste, if Chesi, if Asipemucha, Izari, come, let us reason together. Come and join this great movement, a citizen movement. Come and join this elephant in the giant of an organization. No more are we doing Chisa what? No, no. We're both. It's part of our history. It's no longer part of the future. In fact, the MDC cannot be the government of this country. In our old self, in its current state or future state, the future is here. Yes. We represent the new government.
Yes.
You are looking at the new government.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Thank you, colleagues, members of the press. I'm so humbled by the number of journalists who have come. Thank you, and may God bless you. May God bless Zimbabwe. Thank you, Zimbabwe, for your patience. I appreciate it. You have waited. We told you the baby is coming. You wanted to see the baby. So, yes, citizens, coalition for change. We are having citizens coming together. It's a citizen affair. It's a citizen in the
affair. That's marvelous. There you are. It's a citizen affair. Kuzibonela lapho uzuluka ndaba uNelson Chamisa uyakhuluma kulaba ngokuthi MDC Alliance kayisekho engqondweni yakhe. MDC Alliance singihambe labo Monzora labo Makupe yena sekubonayo ke yokuphumela sebesebenzi kusitizen for change futhi ke ibandla leli kumavela sibunjwe abantu futhi ke ibandla leli kalibunjwanga nguye so ukuthi ulalela abantu bekhuluma abantu bangena khonapha ke bathi hayi asilungiseni phela sibona ukuthi kuya ngapho konke lokhu so sebelungisile sebemele ukuthi beprove ukuthi i-citizens coalition for change ibandla kumele sibenze nomuntu abantu bonke sibenza njani umuntu abe jayi kumbe isigani futhi aso slogan kodwa one team singazikuhamba njani khonapho kodwa-ke ubakhuluma ukuthi izveki kathi nganayifuni ukuthi
baso
itwa izveki kathi sidayi phela wena Chamisa we ungumuntu wemdidala asizamani sele ukubona amakhala zakho futhi wabanika wathi wasesicela kubona i-constitution yakho wabanika sokucela lokhu lalokho ukuthi bahlale isikhathi eside esibili bakhombisa ukuthi hayi phela leli libandle lithi uyabona khonapho mavela
aiwa apo tukuzesu mtungamiri webato itsva vanelson Chamisa vatiro aiwa vambosiya matomo ekunge vari MDC Alliance vave vakusitize coalition for change saka apo tiri kunzwa vachitaura ivo kuti zviri kufamba kuerega ekuteni
woti siqhubekele pambili sizwe ke uti Chamisa ukhuluma isiya pambili esithini modaba lolo so
we have the door to the future. We are the way to the future. What CCC? Citizen convergence, citizen coalition for change. Because we are converging all citizens. This is who we are, and I'm so happy for those who have come. Thank you very much, and I appreciate you.
Thank you very much. I'm going to take just a few questions. Just a few questions. As usual, may you kindly just identify yourself, give us your name, your media house, and one quick short question. Yes, sir.
Tafmane from Fly Media. Is it the norm that when you submit a new name, they ask for your election ancestor? Or is the first time it has happened to you, or is it what happened to everyone else who goes to register with the same?
or a constitution, I suppose. It's not backed by the law. It's whims and caprices. But it's also panic. They were expecting us to come with MDC Alliance, to come with MDC so and so, and then we are entangled in numerous and endless legal fights. We are no longer interested in that. We are new babies.
Thank you.
So it's not the norm. But I think it's being done because they are panicking. But we don't understand why Zek would panic on behalf of our opponents. Because our competitor is not Zek, it's ZANU. Yes, we know they share a Zek, but please let it end there.
Thank you very much. You've heard the president of the Citizens Coalition for Change. They are panicking. Yes.
Yes, my name is Blessed Nsala, Museum HSTV. I just wanted to note that there are still MPs in Parliament who have been backing your leadership. One of them was just behind you. Now that you have changed your party name, does that not affect his continuous stay in Parliament?
That's what we have told you. We have told you that we are putting the citizens back at the centre. It is the citizens who voted the MPs who are in Parliament.
There you are, marvelous. So we'll continue, screening some of these shots, in which Chamisa is expressing his kind of feelings about what is going on, in terms of the Citizens for Change. So we know that there's a lot always that I can number. Kuluwa kuti mbazi minisele marvelous kuti banke nembusweni njalo sebe lomdlala ukuthi basebenzele abantu. So nxa kunjalo ke singazi ukuthi kuhamba njani, kodwa ke phela kukhona okungenzakala, kodwa hayi siyabona ukuthi kubazimisele bamkazi.
Aiwa tikunzwapo vachamisa vachitaurayo vanga vari kubvunzwa mibvunzo nevatori venhau kuti zvakureva here kuti hamucharwisane neMDC Alliance yathokozani kuti kana kuti yavamunzura. Ivo vakabva vapindura vachiti aiwaka kana pakaita mufunisa mumwe chete mutsva hazvireve kuti kana paine tsotsi aichaba zvakare. Saka ndo zvavapindura vachiita vakati ivo panga pasina kurwisana kwavo ivo zvinhu zvanga zviri kungoita madanderitande uyezve kumapepanhau eHerald nekuzbc. Saka vanhu vabva vasekawo ipapo vachiti ndega iti izvo zvekutaurwa navachamisa.
Yes, let's hear some more from Nelson Chamisa. Because there's a lot that he said, and, under such circumstances, let's give him a platform to express his views on some of these things.
Nobody has the right to chamber with the mandate of the citizen. Mm. If they so choose, so be it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And these MPs are not worried, because they were chosen by the people, and not by these pretenders, tricksters, and deceivers.
Yeah.
They were chosen by the people. So we are not going back.
Yeah.
These are tough decisions, and we are ready.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you very much. Duma Koritani, Duma Africa. And since the 2018 election, we have been talking about the legitimate aspect of volunteer support. Now that you are coming in as the new party, are you abandoning that question of legitimacy as part of the frequency in solving this crisis? I hear you talk about 2023. Are you abandoning that type?
Does a thief stop being a thief because there's a new police officer?
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
I'm just going to ask two more questions. Are there any women journalists amongst us with the question? Okay. If not, gentlemen at the back. Yes, sir.
My name is Richard Chawanda, Bruce from the Division.
Thank you, Bruce. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Thank you.
Good to see you.
After a prolonged fight for the name MDC, can we simply say that we have accepted the defeat?
My dear brother, let me tell you, there was never a fight. So you constructed a fight in the Herald, ZBC, you constructed a fight at ZANPF headquarters with your Barakashi.
That's why you constructed that fire. There's never been a fire. But there's been confusion sponsored by the state. And thanks to Chokozani Kupe for telling us what has been happening behind the curtain. That there has been a honky-dory affair between our colleagues, our SY colleagues, and Mr. Mnangagwa. And that, whatever has happened, is sponsored and coordinated. That's why for the first time you see a step-footed opposition person going to have tea, etc. Not that it's bad. If there's mutual respect, that's how the nation must go forward. No country is governed by one side. In fact, countries and governments are two sides, the leading party and the alternative party. But the problem is that Mr. Mnangagwa has been trying to shoot at straws, creating his own government-organized opposition. We don't have any problem here. People know the opposition.
Well, I'm not listening. Some of the most hilarious.
In 2018,
yeah, you know, the people talking about
who should be government.
You know, some of these things they made, you know, and that's how he responded.
We know.
The Kuluma Nguti, once again, Nguti is telling the Senna, I think we get a new Senna ballot. Almost all way.
We are going ahead with that slogan. But if you give us just a week, it's becoming a beautiful.
So before we bring in some analysts and others, let's continue the interview and actually fill it up and hear what they say.
If you leave your house, Usarawa Dongo, but it's fine for Wabawa Ningi, but I no longer stay there. But can I put a yard, don't wish up not to get up, wish I go. Kurotanda goes. We start Kaganisa, our new reform home. And on it, everyone in the house, but we have a new. Sir. In any event, it is a shell. Without us, there's nothing there. Look at it. You know, watch the face. I know most of the colleagues who are there, I know them, their capacities. I worked with them, and I wish them well.
Are you living behind the garden that I'm going?
That one we want, this is the woman, so you can. The young man is here.
Okay, Chamisa. You say that everything now is new. There are certain statements or allegations that have been made in the past that your party, MDC Alliance, that is now there, was infiltrated heavily. Now we have started a new thing, a new baby has been born. Is this new baby coming with the hairs that are coming from the past, the infiltration?
Well,
who is going to deputize you, boys? We have just said you're the president. Who are you deputizing?
Well, you'll have the right step at the right time. You see the leadership structure, you see everything. For now, you are seeing the head. Don't ask for the neck. There can never be a head without a neck. So there's enough organ structure supporting this head. But we've just shown you the face. Now you're saying, no, we want to see where is your tail. Where is this? That's what I fight for change in this country. We've shown you our face and the other organs you see. This leg and this tail. Everything. But now you're talking about infiltration. You know, nobody infiltrates an ineffective organization. What it shows is that we are a big game changer in this country. If you look at the money that has been spent on fighting us and destroying us, but guess what? We are still standing. We're with us to stop. You would build a new town or a new city just to divert the resources that have been deployed against us. They will continue to try and infiltrate. Any living organism can't live without infiltrating external virus or bacteria. But it is our inbuilt immune system that is going to save us. And that is
born from the philosophy we have of the citizens, but also the conviction we have, the purity of the heart and the purity of our minds in terms of fighting for change in this country. We have not wavered. Some people say that you abandoned Tsvangirai's legacy. Far from it. Tsvangirai's whispers are still very fresh in my ears. And that continues to be the inspiration as we go forward. Mm. Not about the institution. It's about this hope for the future that we continue to care. But of course, the past we bury. The future we construct. I hope I find it.
Thank you. Yes, sir, in the blue, and then we'll come back to the gentleman.
Okay. I think let's have three last ones.
Just three last ones.
Where we had a nice afternoon.
Yes. Okay. My name is Jeanette. We're from EMC. Mr. Chalisa, thousands of Zimbabweans are flocking to South Africa, searching for jobs and better life. What's your comment and what's your way to do it?
Well, this is a very serious issue. I'm extremely concerned. We're extremely concerned. We're in the process. In fact, we've done a lot of further engagements at governmental level, at party level, with the ANC. To try, because it's the governing party in South Africa,
I'm going to take just one more question, sorry, because of our time, we do need to disperse. So, sir, I'll take that one question and then we'll close the proceedings for today.
My name is Isaac Makanda, I'm from Brisbane. Considering that resources are always limited.
Please, sir, speak up.
Considering that resources are always limited, what strategies are you going to use to ensure that someone in rural Lurere is much away from the end of all the changes?
The greatest resource in any human existence is being resourced. And we are very resourceful. Our people are our resilience. The citizens are our resilience. They thought that they've taken everything. Guess what? The citizens are driving this. They are oiling this machinery. You saw, you know, I've not yet received that vehicle because I can't go and ask for something that has been given by citizens. But they bought a vehicle out of their own initiative, not being asked by the organization. That's the competence of our citizens. And they're going to do much more. They even said, we are going to raise some money to make sure that you have money for the candidate. I said, look, we are not going to ask for it. But when you give it, thank you. That's what the citizen philosophy is all about. When you go up to people in the, you may think that people in the rural areas don't know what they are doing. The reason why Zanfear panics like a snake when we go into the rural areas is because they know they have no support. Nobody beats up people who support it.
Yes.
Where there's love and affection, there's no violence. Mm. Violence is evidence of evaporated love.
Mm.
So, don't worry about people in the rural area. They know the message. In fact, they are ahead of us. Nothing them come and came from ordinary people. It's not even a party slogan. But it's a citizen initiative. They are saying God in the Mkoma. And most people think about this young man. No. God in the Mkoma is the symbolism of the people of Zimbabwe saying that this is the opportunity we have for change. When this young man gets in, our issues are resolved. There's no competence. They saw what we did in the inclusive government. We fixed the ICT problem right now. You know that you go everywhere. We've covered, though we are still to do so much. We will do it. Give me a chance, Mr. Mnangagwa. 1 week you will see this country different. you will be the first beneficiary. Thank you, fellow colleagues. May God bless me a chance.
God bless Zimbabwe. Bele aya kukhuluma la kuthi mina ngokumela mnike ithuba lokuthi abuze ngoba uthi yena njengomkomana umfana nje uzakhula.
I want to go back. Maonero avo ndosaka vafunga kuti aiwa regai vatange bato itsva iri kuitira kuti vakwanise kunge vachizopinda vataura ivo kupama by-election ari kuita muna machi vari kupinda ndosara vanenge vari kushandisa pane abvunzwa zvakare musoro wenhau akati saka muchaita sei kuti vanhu vari kumamisha nyanya vazive kuti hamuchashandisa zita renyu rekudhara vakati aiwa isusu tinoshanda nevanhu saka vanhu ivavo vatinoshanda navo ndivo vachafambisa shoko vakataura zvakare kuti pane mari yakawanikwa iyo ichiunganidzwa nevanhuwo zvavo yekuti vatengerwe mota saka vakataura kuti vanhu ivavo vakavavimbisa zvakare kuti vachabatsira kuitira kuti pawanikwe mari ichazoshandiswa panguva ichauya sarudzo vakataura ivo kuti semunhu akapiwawo yatingati iye chipo havagone kuti vavhunze kuti zvaapapi asi vari kufara nemabatiro ari kuita vanhuwo zvavo munyaya dzekuti vabatsire bato ravo ijaii
Mr. Zokora, so here we are today, a new party, a new dawn, new colors, new everything. Where are you going with all this?
Msangano wedu wagara uri msangano wevanhu unogara muvanhu. Saka kwatiri kuenda ndopakanaka pane kwatiri kubva. Tanzwa president amisa vachitaura kuti taakusiya zvakare, taakutambira zvinyowani zvauya izvi. Saka zvatatora nhasi. Zvatatanga nhasi mwana azvarwa nhasi uyu achatisvitsa muZimbabwe itsva iri kuuya iko zvino zvino saka toda kutenda vana veZimbabwe vakataura zvivakateerera utungamiri hwemusangano ukateerera we have heard some leaders saying the voice of the people is the voice of our God and the voice of God is the voice of the people but here We have seen the application of that, that when the people speak, you as the leader, you must listen. So the leadership of the Citizens Coalition for Change is listening to the people. And like President Chamisa was rightly saying, the people of Zimbabwe are going to ensure that everyone knows about the new yellow, about the new baby that was born today. If you see today on social media, Everything has just turned to yellow. It's a yellow revolution that has taken over social media. If WhatsApp and Facebook don't break down today, I don't know if they ever will. Because it's just yellow. And I've called it a yellow revolution that has started, that is going to usher Zimbabweans into a new Zimbabwe come 2023. And I also should add that I think the timing was very strategic. It was very right, especially as we are going towards the forthcoming by-elections. You can see the excitement that has been generated, the momentum that has been generated by the announcement of the name, just 2 months before the by-elections. It's just going to take over the country. I think this was a master stroke by President Chamisa and the leadership.
Yes, we are going to call... Mr. Joseph Chuma of ZANU-PF, shortly, in some few seconds, so that you can join the show. So, go ahead, Marvelous.
Siri ipapo, vamwe vanoti, asi pane nguva here, yekuti mukwanise kuwana nguva yekuti vanhu vazive nezvekala idzva tisati kuti maby-elections ariko muna March, uyezve general election iriko gore rinouya.
Musangano uri muvanhu, zvese zviri kuitika izvi zviri muvanhu. Ndozvichaita kuti zviite nyore kuti shoko rifambe ipaparo kanatobva ndakachitoudza vanhu kuti munhu wese tumidzira vanhu makumi mairi nhasi usati warara tumidzira vanhu makumi mairi tichaidza nezvese zvataurwa napuresident Chamisa nhasi Those who take the guys those. So for Rukupamba, Van Rukupamba Shoko, in any of you owe it to the Utenai, you put in Dimono to Shifira Mashoko, Akanyanisa, Akawantisa, Kuan, Varukuma Rua, Saka, Udotaura Kamute, Taiko, Shoko Ruto Famba, you are Kumar Zeva, Rukupambi So Shoko, Pawanunswa, a VOA, one of the lines that never knew Saka.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I think now joined by Mr. Joseph Chuma, who is the former Member of Parliament for Pelandaba Mpoma in Bulawayo. Welcome to the program, Mr. Chuma.
Thank you very much. Good evening. Good evening, everybody on the panel, and good evening, Zimbabwe.
Thank you very much. Now, Mr. Chamisa has actually formed a new political party, the Citizens Coalition for Change. What's your take on that?
Ah, very, very good of him. That is good. At least we have something to look forward to as Zimbabwe. We're now so tired of the MDCs that are countless, MDCN, MDCT, MDC 99 and stuff like that. I'm just praying that we are not going to start seeing another CCC B, CCC N, CCQ and stuff like that. I hope this time around they'll organize themselves and become a formidable party, because as a ruling party, yes, we definitely need a homegrown opposition party that will proffer solutions for Zimbabwe and not be used as the puppets or anything else. So it's always a very good move if people come out sincerely and do something that is good. To know the Magorogodo Gawari, let's hope this time around they'll be true to Zimbabwe first than anything else.
Yes, abachuma sikola usifakele ngesindebele ukuthi umnumzana uNelson Chamisa uselebandlelitsha ukubona njani konke lokho.
Well, kuyabongeka Mthembu, into enhle nxa ujaha esethe wabontona akusizi abantu ababehlale lokhu besilwa nangu bese sibona o-MDC lapha besebebhazuka babhazuka yaziwa sisuka from MDC NQZ wathi esesibonga ukukhulekela nje ukubona asuze siqashe ukubona futhi amadrama ona lawana. So, Kavita on a CCCB, CCC, CCCP, CCC, whatever. I hope this time around was a sneaker into a lot of shows. You see, Tina and Evan, you see, I go Kavati, my opposition. But see, Kavita, Fulana, Sukono, Sifuna, I'm opposition. Our lap of whether it is Babu. I am this out of the two, oh, no, Babu. Who was it going to go away? I'm a checks and balances. Who see the Rabbit singer? Relax, you see. See on our toes, and at the end of the day, we serve. I'm a half. So, not a way to see the way opposition is.
Marvelous. Can you chip in there?
And that's it. Kufunzotwachuma munoona sei zvataona chitika nhasi kuti vaNelson Chamisa vazvisa ivo kuti vava nebato itsva uyezve kuti vachange vari kupinda mumabyelections then general election vachishandisa starting now.
Sorry, and then I
Okay.
Kwete mapozisi zanoita anoda kuti vana veZimbabwe vashungurudzike sezvavaita under MDC kuti vanokumbira masanctions nezvi zvakadaro zvatoshungurudza munhu wese at the end of the day. Ivavo vanhu vacho ndo vanhu vacho vamunendida kumirira asi muchiita kuti vashungurudzike. Saka ndovimba kuti this time around hatizozoona zvatakaona zveMDC kuti akauya awanda wanda maMDC acho kwaita maMDC T, maMDC N, maMDC TT. Agawana zvokuti zvokuto gumisira kwaita confusion. Saka tingoshuvira nekunamata kuti CCC yacho iyi haizvo mangwana yonzi ya CCC C, CCC T, CCC B, CCC. I hope this time around vachatipa chinhu chakakodzera kuitira kuti isusu as ruling party tiwanewo an opposition ine shuviro rekuti vanhu vezimbabwe vararame zvakanaka nekuitita machecks and balances and keeping us on our toes kwete zviyanzva zvanga zvichiitika kuNDC yavanga vanayo.
Ye kodwa nxa sikukhangela sibilobona ngazani kule nguquko abazayibisa kumbe kuyabe kumenjani kaseka silungu kwesuphosela isindebele khonapho ngamafutshane. Yeah, so do you see any change coming in terms of what they are promising? They are saying this is a new dawn, this is a new era, this is the time for citizens. Do you see any change coming?
Well, talk is very cheap, Mr. Dugan. They have said it, and we are here. And the good thing is that now technology, the internet, the radio like yours, the we should mark their ways and be and to walk the talk. Because talking is one thing, but doing is a totally different thing, and doing is what really matters most. So, if time shall tell, the journey has begun. Let us go, let's see how far they see if they have the unity, the cause of Zimbabwe, on how they want it to be run, and how if people can then stop where yet and just see. And like I said, I don't want to wish everybody good. So good luck to them, and let us watch.
Yes, so be where you are, because you are breaking a little bit. So don't move around. So let's go to Mr. Tawanda Sokora. Marvelous.
Manzwa shataurwa na wachuma kutanzi, atizoona here mangwana, batu ijairi CCCA, CCCA, BCD. Varikuti ivo seva nivanopiva vanotoda kuti pave paine competition asi vanga vasiri kunyatsofadzwa nezvanga zviri kuitika panga pane MDC alliance nekupatsanuka kwanga kuri kuita bato hazvizoenderera mberi here mubato ijai iri.
Zvinotoshamisa kuti vachuma vari kutaura vachiita kunge vari kunzwa tsitsi kana kuti vari kuda zvaitika nhasi izvi. Tokutoziva kuti vari kutsva mwoyo, vari kurwadzikana nezviri kuitika izvi. Vanenge vachiita zvavanenge vachiita kuti mapato apaturane, vatadze kuwana vanhu, vatadze kuziva kuti voita sei, vopedzisira ZANU PF yatowanei zvakawanda pamavhota. Asi ndavataura nyaya iyoyo, let me just respond quickly to what Mr. Chuma said. The leadership of the party, President Nelson Chamisa, and before him, the founding father, Mr. Tsvangirai, none of them have ever asked for sanctions for Zimbabwe. Mr. Chuma and ZANU PF know why we have sanctions in Zimbabwe. In fact, ZANU PF is the biggest sanction that we have in Zimbabwe. And then going forward about the possible split that is speculating about it, it's not going to happen. We know what's going on. We know the mistakes that we have made in the past. But more importantly, we now know our enemy better. We know the cause of the split. We know the cause of the problems that have been bedeviling the MDC alliance and the MDC. I think you heard Makupe talking a few days ago, saying, confessing that ZANU-PF has been parceling out money, giving millions of dollars to political leaders so that they destabilize President Nelson Chamisa. They don't want President Nelson Chamisa on the ballot box. And if you go a few years back, you also remember that the Sunday News or the Sunday Times in South Africa had a headline that was saying, screaming that ZANU-PF had allocated $6 million so that that money could be used to destabilize the MDC alliance and in particular President Nelson Chamisa. And you also know that ZANU-PF has been trying through the Parliament of Zimbabwe to block President Chamisa from being on the ballot box using the age limit, that they don't want anyone who is below the age of 50. I've never heard anything like that, but it almost happened in Zimbabwe, if it was not for the people of Zimbabwe that made noise about it. So it is clear here that the problems that we have had, that President Chamisa has had and may have, they are coming from ZANU-PF. They are in Zimbabwe in 2023. And then lastly, we know, like President Amisi Ndaiti, that it's only the strongest party, a party that has the potential to displace ZANU-PF, that is infiltrated by ZANU-PF. We know we are the only game in town, and that's why we are always being hunted by ZANU-PF. But like the president said, we are ready, and you saw him. He is ready. Even the way he was speaking, his body language, it just showed you that this is someone who is convicted. This is someone who is now ready to deliver a new Zimbabwe to the people of Zimbabwe and lead a new Zimbabwe, to the riches that we are seeing in Zambia, in other countries, so that we have better lives, better livelihood as people of Zimbabwe.
But looking ahead, Mr. Sokora, don't you see any other hurdles, along the way? Like, this issue of infiltration and so forth. People talk about it a lot, and Chamisa actually said it's possible, it can happen, but how can you contain that, Because maybe that's why the MTC had problems in the first place.
Yes, that's why I said we now know our enemy better, we'll prepare better. President Chamisa said that this is the new leadership, new way of doing things, new culture, new strategies, and on new strategies, we'll also find a way of ensuring that we protect the new baby, we protect the Citizens Coalition for Change. And it's only going to be for a year, because 2023 is just around the corner. And we know that in 2023, the citizens are going to speak. The people of Zimbabwe are going to speak. Simbare vanhu richaonekwa muna 2023.
Thank you very much. Let's bring in Mr. Joseph Chuma. Babu Chuma is telungene kunapoke. Uchukuti, when wana kusia pambili, ubona ibandla leli, ilika chamise licha. Likukula ino kune njengoba ele ZANU-PF lalizama ukuthi libambe esibukwini phela umbuso kawuphakelwana njengegwayi. So lizakwenza njani ukuze ukuthi iqine lesibili ukuthi lingasuswa esikhundleni? Fumo.
Ngiyabonga Mthembu. Yazi ngizwa ngisizwe ukudana kakhulu nxa ubona laba abantu besithi batsha, anti bathe the old new, kodwa balokhu beley'ngqondo ezindala, balokhu befuna ukuhlala becatha ngomunye, behlala befuna ukusifaka thina iZANU-PF phakathi kwezimpi zabo, kuze besithi iZANU-PF infiltrated yentoko lalongu wathini wathini. I mean, let me be honest with you. As long as bengabuya belokhu bele mentality benomqondo nalowo, akula lutho abazalwenza. Ngoba khangela phela Mthembu, baqala kudala, siyababutangira esaphila. Ubidi wathephuma kwathi usetshenziswa iZANU-PF uyi-agent. Ubaba uNelson, uWestman Ncubela ephuma bambiza iZANU-PF i-agent ye-CIO. UJob Skalo waphuma waba ku-MDC 99 bamenza khonokho okufana naye. Kanti pho sebephenduka laphana bake basela yinto kona basebenze njanini ku-CIO yankhona ngobe iZANU-PF yankhona na. Akukho okhona obaphumayo khonapho. Kodwa kathesi sebephinda futhi kathesi sebengena ku-new party yabo le CCC yabo vele kumele umqondo nalo okutshengisela vele ngamadlwane kodwa siyadlala la akona lento okuzahamba ukuthi bathintsha ibizo kodwa ama-characteristics abo abelokhu efanana abelokhu befuna ukubana begcone iZANU-PF asilani labo thina kwekhona own issue lapho sinje silabantwana abangamahlo ngandlela I'm sure uyababona abanye bebangibona ku-Twitter lapha kubakhona okhila zivu nabanye abatshiyeneyo abangabantwana bethu esikwazi ngabantwana bethu kodwa bengamahlo ngandlela bele silabo bona laba lesifuna ukubana sidile labo hathi i-MDC MDC asilani layo thina i-CCC yabo leyo asilani layo thina kodwa bengangena phela umngqondo nalo kuthi uthi vele ucishe kufane
yes telufana ngesilungu khonokho baba Chuma.
Thank you very much. Right, I was saying that I feel so disappointed to hear the other speaker who's coming in into a new party, the one so-called Behold the New, which is CCC. But here is somebody coming there into a new thing with old mentality, a wrong mentality altogether. This mentality of always wanting to lay blame to ZANU-PF for whatever befalls them. I mean, look, it's been on point, and we've said it over and over again, and I'll say it again today. ZANU-PF has nothing to do with MDC. ZANU-PF has nothing to do with all this split that happened. And ZANU-PF certainly has nothing to do with this triple C that is coming today into town. The new kids in the block must know that they're coming in alone. If ever they mess it up, they mess it up on their own. I mean, let's go back to history, Dube. You must remember that there was once upon a time when their president was Baba Tsvangirai, and when these guys started speaking, I remember when Welshmen and them went out, they were called ZANU-PF and the CIO agent. When BT came out, they were called the same thing, ZANU-PF agent. And when Job Sikala came out, it was the same thing. So now, today, they are back together. And have they ever explained to us how they ferried during that ZANU-PF CIO agent and everything like that? No. But now, they want to keep on saying that we are interfering with them. We are the ones who are causing disputes and stuff like that. They ask a bit right now. Was this sent for ZANU-PF coming to go out of, out of NDCA and inform PDP? And the answer is definitely no. Ask Job Sikala the same thing. And anybody else, they'll answer you no. We have never been involved. And as long as they come in with this mentality again to this new party, it means we've done nothing. We haven't started at all. We're back to square one. And it is such a pity. I was thinking that, maybe they are coming up with new ideas and they are going to come in and be revolutionary, because it doesn't mean that being in opposition, you are not being revolutionary. Yeah, just probably trying to proffer different ideas, different solutions and stuff like that. And it is appreciated. But if they come back again with this mentality of the old, and then yet they call themselves new, even Bible knows Ramba, the Bible says that the old has given you a new heart. And when you get a new heart, you begin to do new things. And I was hoping that they would do the new things as well.
Marvelous.
Chuma, tatu kunzwa po shukuta uroezi kuti ni batule nyure ZANU-PF ndori nombo uya vichi zunguza batu ili rangari po kujarare NDC Alliance ishi nishwa hapa CCC. Ini muno tichi?
Sisi wangu, doa kuza achwa kwa dinasi. Ini nipandanzwa kuzi wangu mbapati ya wanyuwa ni CCC. Ndanganda wafari raja zera, at least takuto wana ebato, no piki sarisa hita muno msibabu, no piki wane 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 msibabu. Ati nda, to siya msika pandanza, chine, I mean, angaji taura pano, esito ki, kani pezi, jwe no chifringi za chiji, ne izo, ne izo. Uno ziyachi, ini nakunga kuti pakubuda kwa wetu NTC, kwa chifina kusisi, basa buda, wota nga zini nyuani, netika nyuani. Asi tarisa makudzokera futi kutika dzekudzara idzo dziya anga dzakashata. If you remember, kudhara Baba Tsvangirai vechitonga pabatira kuti pakabuda vana Welshmen-Ncube vakanzi maagents eCIO vanhu veZANU-PF. Kukabuda vana Biti vakataugwa the same thing. Kukabuda vana Job Sikala vakataugwa the same thing. Asi vese vavavo vadzoka vakushanda vese vavo futi vari panenyu. Saka vakambotiudza here kuti pakubuda kwavo ipo vaishanda nesu here vechishanda nesu nezvaripi and chokwadi chiripo nekuti havana kutomboshanda nesu and vanotoziva izvozvo. Saka chikonzero chekuramba vechida kungoisa zita redu mukati nenhamo dzavo isu tinesuwo seZANU-PF tine nhambo dzeduwo tine vana vaakutotikonzeresa mahedheki kuno watinga kutonatogarira pasi tichiona hatinei nguva kuti yekuti tirambe tichida kutarisa vana MDC kana kuti vana CCC vanyuwani vauya. Saka as long as vakangopinda vane mendaliti yekudhara yaya, it means kuti hapana zvakaita. Tatoe bheki paspare one and zvichatotinetsa kuti nhai zvitofunga kuti pamapa vatochinja maitiro chaizvo vakachinja mafungiro kuita kuti tipambire mberi seZimbabwe.
Ameno Job Sikala navajokora varipo tibva tavabvunza kuti hanzi aiwa mukuda kutipema zvatisiri kuzoita.
Mr. Zokora, what's your reaction to that?
Well, political parties are dynamic, especially democratic political parties. People may have differences. What he is describing, the people that left and came back, and especially they came back, it shows that there is a policy of tolerance there. We have seen a lot happening in ZANU-PF of late. You know, not of late, all these years. ZANU-PF has changed. There are people that have broken away from ZANU-PF. If you talk of Maimu Juru, she broke away from ZANU-PF. Dr. Shumba, we all know him, the former Mashingo, ZANU-PF Mashingo provincial chairperson, who now has his own political party. And right now we talk of G40, Jonathan Moyo, Kasukuere. They've all broken away from ZANU-PF. It happens everywhere. Right now, you can see the problems that are bedeviling ZANU-PF within themselves, the provincial and the district elections that they are having, that are marred with violence, people fighting each other, you know, denigrating each other in the public arena. All that is happening in ZANU-PF. And for him to say that we should forget everything. Yes, President Amita has said that we will forget the past. We are now the new. We have left the old. But we cannot be alive to the threat that is around us, the existential threat that is around us, that is ZANU-PF. We know what ZANU-PF does. We know what ZANU-PF
does.
I know you continually say that ZANU-PF is not involved, but the evidence is there. And the good thing is the people of Zimbabwe know that the ZANU-PF has been behind all the problems that President Nelson Chamisa, the MDC Alliance, and previous before him, Dr. Richard Morgan Tsvangirai, vana veZimbabwe vanozviziva. Vanogona kuuya pano pa-VOA, voramba vomira nemakumbo nemusoro, vachitaura kuti havasi kukonzeresa matambudziko ari kuitika mu MDC, sekuramba kwavanoita kuti havasiro vari kukonzeresa matambudziko ari kuita munyika. Vachiuya vachiblema MDC kana kuti kublema President Chamisa nevamwe vemuleadership. Chokwadi chiripo ndechekuti ZANU-PF ndiri kukonzeresa matambudziko ari musangano wedu. ZANU-PF ndiri kukonzeresa matambudziko ari muZimbabwe nekutadza kutonga kwavari kuita. Ndosaka tati ngakuchuya zvinhu zvinyowani zvitsva zvichigadzirisa matambudziko ari paya, matambudziko evanhu, vanhu vachigarawo munyika yakanaka, vamborohwa sekutaura kunoita President Chamisa nembovha wemufaro. Ende zvatiri kutaura izvi zviri kuuya muna 2023 kuburikidza nesimba revanhu, kuburikidza nevanhu vari kumashure vanotsigira Citizens Coalition for Change.
What are the new things that you are going to do, Mr. Tsokolo? Just two.
New vision, new way of doing things, the new smart policies that President Chamisa promised, you'll be seeing them very soon, and you'll see.
And I believe that if you are launching something and you've got a manifesto, already you've got something, you know, that you're selling to the public. So what are you selling right now?
It was launched a few hours ago.
Yeah, but when you're launching,
now we are selling the name. We are selling Citizens Coalition for Change. That's powerful on its own.
But politically,
new life.
Okay,
that is coming.
That's a joke.
Yes.
You cannot only sell a name, but you can sell a product that is there through a name, right? So in this new product, what exactly is tangible that we can touch and say, yes, we are going to have this, you know, briefly?
President Chamisa mabvunzwa mubvunzo wakafanana newoyo, vakakutaurirai vakataurira vanhu kuti zviri kuuya. Let's be patient. The same way the people of Zimbabwe were patient in waiting for the name, the same way that we are all patient right now, waiting for the other good things that are coming. And very soon, we'll be unveiling the new constitution, the new manifesto, and everything.
Yes, let's bring in Mr. Joseph Chuma. Mr. Chuma, can you chip in there? Is there anything new that you think is going to be coming out of this?
Well, in our Ndebele language, there's a saying, which is izenzo kungemazwi. Loosely translated to say that words and not talk. Right. So we have heard the MDC for the past 21 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And now the CCC that has come in, and like you have rightly put it, it should be about action. It should be about this. It should be about what they do. Because I believe that when you talk of a political movement, you are talking of a slightly better government. So which practically means that you must have solutions, you must offer solutions, and you must start doing to convince the electorate, to convince everybody to say that we are coming in and we can do this, and we are capable of doing that. So now, the thing is, do you want to wait until you are in power to show people what you can do, or you want to do it now while you are not yet in power so that people can see what you can do? Like, for example, they took over all the municipalities in the urban centers, and look at how things have been run down. They are the same people who are in power there, because the councils are run by a councillor, and their councillors belong to them. and nothing happened. And it has been clear. And that is why at this point, government has actually said, now we're coming in to try and correct the wrongdoings that are being done by these people. Because they've clearly seen that leaving them to do it on their own has messed it up totally. So what I'm simply trying to put across here is that why are they not doing it now before they're elected? So that when they are getting elected, you see, we're electing them because of ABCD. That they've done now while they're still outside campaigning for those votes to put them inside.
Mm-hmm. Yes, quite marvelous.
Yeah, vachuma tombotiwo risabvunzawo iyo CCC batuija iri kuti ndezvipo zvavari kuunza patafura. Ko imi sezvano pane zvichawo here zvamuri kuunza patafura? Tinoona maelections ariko gore rinouya, mabyelections ariko muna March.
Right. Isusu sezvano PF zvizhinji chaizvo zvataita. Unozati kubvira nguva kwakapinda president wedu vanhu vamangaka. Up to today. Unogona kutoona mutsauko chaiwo uripo unopfuura nguva yese yatakatangira na 1980 kuna vamugabe up to 2017. Vatanga kuita zvinhu zvakawanda. For example, let me talk about tine dambudziko remvura stereki kunoku. Ndosaka uchiona kuti makambanis akawanda akavhara munombura wayo akatanga kuzvinopfuta akuenda kune dzimwe nzvimbo nekuti kwakusina mvura. Kambanisi akawanda kuti aite produce and productive mvura inodikana magetsi anodikana. Saka ukatanda izvozvi gwai shanganden yakatanga na 1912 nevarungu vakatadza kuita anything asi nenguva shuri kuti iyo kwakangopinda vamunangagwa tarisa gamu riari rave padhuze kupera ndichitotaura kudai so ndikutarisira kuti pamwe end of this year chai gamu rinoda kutoudza kuvhura munombura wayo zvichaita kuti makambani
but Mr. Chuma, sorry Mr. Chuma, just one second. It seems that project was under Dumiso Tabengwa. So maybe ZANU-PF is taking credit from the skies. Are you not taking credit from, you know, the Kwai Shangande dam was actually an initiative that was being pushed by Dumiso Tabengwa, and the government didn't want to hear about it during that time. So let's just put things straight here.
That's not correct at all. Comrade Tabengwa was doing a very good thing through DWAP, and DWAP was definitely supported by government and other partners that have something to do with the water reticulation and stuff like that. So the support was there, but like I'm saying, definitely, yes, we cannot do much. But that's an admission that I'm doing. Say, yes, we admit that even during our former president's time, Mugabe, we did not do much. But when the new president came in, so much has happened. So much work has been done. Right now, as you speak, I'm sure we're now over 80% of completion of that dam. And that shows what ZANU-PF now is doing. It's being practical now. We are saying, right, there are no jobs. And the cause of these jobs not being there was the closure of factories, because one of the components was the water issue and the Zesa issue. Right now, as you speak today, I actually saw on Twitter George Charamba and his crew, they were in Wange, looking at the refurbishments of those were things, it was Unit 7 and Unit 8, if I'm not mistaken, and progress is being done properly there. And if you look at Kariba as well, things are being done properly there, which means that at the end of the day, you will see us having enough electricity and surplus to even export outside. And all these are initiatives to try and correct the issue of industry. Because industry, without water, without electricity, is a non-starter.
On that note, yes.
This government is trying to correct that thing. And even the infrastructural development, the roads that are being built now, to the point to the recapitulation of industry and therefore the availability of jobs.
Thanks, Mr. Chuma. On that note, we end our show today. We wish to thank Mr. Joseph Chuma, a former MP for Pelanda Mapopoma. He is in the ZANU-PF Central Committee. We also wish to thank Mr. Tawanda Sokora of the Citizens Convention for Coalition for Change. I'll repeat that, Citizens Coalition for Change.